Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you for the full three. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use your smartphone. You can use your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet. Or your Epson printer, or your iPod, or your Walkman. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you are on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is to follow us through our personal Twitter pages. At JMCH316 is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Producing the show on the other side of the glass, he'll be on later tonight. Our friend Day Day is in the house at the D. Lewis for real with his fresh new do that he got last week. So was that in preparation for Prep Sports Nation?
No, tonight. No, I just wanted to take it down, and so
can I tell you, Day Day, again? I all of a sudden, like, I just had all these Twitter followers.
Again?
Yes.
It's got to be something you're hashtagging.
I don't tweet by and large. Like, honestly, like, I don't do a lot of tweeting and stuff like that, but it's just piling up. And here's, these people are, like, from other countries. They're just blockchain. I don't know.
It's either something that you looked at maybe, or again, something you tweeted, because that's typically how the bots find you. Like, it's something that you did.
The only things I've tweeted about are the Falcons. Now, yeah. I do look at the market, and I do look at some financial things.
Right.
Like, and I'll like peek in on crypto or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's ridiculous. And they all have like the, what do they call it? Like the monkey faces or the
oh, all those different type of emojis. Like,
well, like, or, the, like what do they call them? Their avatars,
yeah.
are like a cartoon or I don't know. I mean,
you just don't follow them back.
No, I'm not. I don't even know who these people are. They live in Uzbekistan or whatever. I mean, half the people that I'm looking at, they don't even have English words in their profile.
Yeah.
This guy's from Istanbul. Ankar Sandhu.
Yeah.
He's from Istanbul, and he's got 83 words that are not in English. And he's got his avatar is like a, it looks like it's a, like a digital, you know, like a video game, like on a digital with a gorilla and a hat. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. Is it because I look at some of the crypto stuff?
That
or?
Could be definitely it.
Ugh.
But usually that's what it is. It's something you either looked at, responded to, and then all of a sudden, because there's keywords that they're looking for, and then boom, they just... So, and then it's just a trap to try to get you to follow them, and then...
But why would I follow any of these? I don't even know what these people are. Like, it's ridiculous. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I don't know what algorithm I put in, but I'm like, screwed right now. Like, it's just all these goofball people. Just, ugh. All right, anyway, a lot to get into with you here this evening. We're watching Braves baseball right now, so 2-0. Well, actually 2-1 now. Braves are already up. Austin Riley hit a 2-run homer in the first inning. It's crazy that this game is starting so early. Now, look, Braves can clinch the division. Are we still worried about the division? Are people still worried about it? Didn't we have the division over with 3 months ago? I mean,
you called that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So, because again, has anybody even gotten within 10 games of the Braves over the last 3 months, Day-Day?
No.
Legitimately. I mean, has any team, Philadelphia or Philadelphia Phillies, the Suckwad Mets, or any, has anybody even gotten like within 10 games of the Braves of late?
No, Marlins were the last team. They were, weren't they? And at one point, they were like
they
seven.
Were like 8.5 yeah, or something like that.
But since then, no.
Yeah, like nobody's even come close in the division. It's literally been over since July. Like, didn't we proclaim in July that the division was over? We talked about that.
Yep.
I think we even talked about maybe before the All-Star break that we proclaimed in July that the division was over. We got all hot takey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't even get hot takey without it all coming true.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't even go hot take and not have it come true.
Yep.
I can't be cow turd. Did you see his five hot picks over the weekend and he lost all five? Anyway. So the Braves are up right now 2-1. Now Strider's on the mound and he's already struggling. Good thing they hit the home run, but he's already struggling. He's walked a couple of guys and given up a run. He's given up a hit and a run, a couple of walks, does have a couple of strikeouts, but you know, putting too many guys on base. So that's not typical of him, walking a bunch of guys. He's got two strikeouts, but he's got two walks in the first inning as well. So he's through the first, but we'll keep you up to date all night long as the Braves look to clinch the division. And everybody, by the way, all the Atlanta media is in Philadelphia, you know, to be able to cover it. And they'll be in the clubhouse and all that good stuff for the ceremony and all that good stuff. So anyway, hopefully the Braves just get this thing done and over with. And I think that they're 6.5 up on the Dodgers for the best record with 17 to play. So again, everything has come together for the Braves. It's been over. It's been over for a while. Everything's been over. It's just a fait accompli. Live out the season for the rest of the time and just, you know, whatever happens, happens here. So, and obviously last night, you know, Matt Olson, we talked about this briefly, but Matt Olson obviously ties the single season record for home runs by a Braves player. And that includes everybody. Like that doesn't have to be a modern day, you know, record. That includes even Hugh Duffy and people like that. I mean, so remarkable accomplishment. Is he going to get 60? Will they let him play enough to go get 60? Now, I will say this. So if they clinch the division tonight, okay? So let's just, for argument's sake, say they clinch the division here in Philadelphia tonight, okay? So they will have tomorrow off, and then they play a series against the just dirtbag, low-life Miami Marlins, okay? How many of the starters do you think play Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Like, I think that everybody at some point over the weekend is going to get a day off. Like, they can't obviously all take off, right? I mean, so you can't have, you know, eight positional guys that take the night off. There's not eight positional players. Unless you're going to take the pitchers and Rosael Iglesias, you know, put him at third base or something. So, again, you can't play everybody and sit everybody out. But I have this sneaking feeling that everybody's going to get a day off over the weekend at some point.
I guess the question would be, when would they clinch the home field advantage? Because I guess that would kind of be.
Well, but,
I mean,
but
I don't,
again,
I don't see the Dodgers able to catch them.
Yeah, but again, okay, they're going to be at home to start the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, so they're a division champion. They'll be at home. They'll either have the first or second best record. You know, again, it's 6.5 with 17 to go.
Right.
I don't see that going away. But let's just say the Braves tank and the Dodgers ride. So, again, they'll finish with the second-best record. That still, I think, gets them a bye in the first round.
Right.
Because right now, I think it is looking more like the Giants and Philadelphia or somebody like that. Obviously, the Cubs are now making a move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're headed up in the wild card. So, again, I don't even know what the baseball playoff standings are right now. But again, Braves will have home field advantage when they get in the front. Now, again, it'll be a short series. You know, all these after you get through that little whatever, that wild card thing that they do or whatever like that, still a 5-game set. But I think the Braves are going to get some guys some time off over the weekend. Like, I think that they will, rather than playing in the heat down in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and again, it's been miserable here. You know, playing in Miami and it is, you know, it's a 6:40 start on Friday, 4:10 start on Saturday, and then a 1:40 start on Sunday. I think there'll be some guys that gets a little bit of time off over the weekend, and then they'll come back home to take on Philadelphia in a 3-game set that's not going to mean anything. That home series with the Cubs right before the end of the year could be a little bit interesting. I mean, not because they're playing for anything, but just getting a scouting report on, you know, what the Cubs may look like. So we'll keep you up to date, though, of what happens tonight, and we'll see if they can clinch tonight. Packers and Falcons coming up on Sunday. We got a lot of news and notes about the Falcons with some guys that were back at practice. We will talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter coming up here at 7:40 as we get ready for Falcons and Packers coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock kick. 11 o'clock will be your pregame with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. And, of course, Wes and Dave will have the call coming up at 1 o'clock. But, obviously, both teams 1-0, both teams impressive in what they did. You know, the Packers just rolled the Chicago Bears. So we'll talk to D-Led and get you ready. And a lot of fun notes and stuff like that. And we're going to talk about the Falcons coming up here in the next segment because, again, Pro Football Focus has gotten it wrong, but anyway, we'll talk about that throughout the show. We've got Jason Longshore coming up at 8:20 tonight as we get ready for this weekend Atlanta United and Inter Miami. And is Messi going to play? Is he not going to play? Who cares? Let me tell you, again, and I said this, to Conti and I were joking about this. Again, what's my theory about this? If he doesn't want to play, then I'm going on the field and going to do snow angels on the field with Coors Light in hand, okay? Like I'm Steve Austin, and I'm just going to do snow angels in the turf and let all that rubber dust stuff fly up in the air. That's what every player for the Atlanta United should be doing. Should get down with Coors Lights in hand and just do snow angels on the field. And just have that dust, that you know, those little rubber pellets and stuff that's on there, just have that stuff flying up in the air everywhere. They have the whole team lay down on the field and just rubber pellet dust it up everywhere. So we'll discuss that with Jason Longshore and see if he's buying into all of that or not. But I guess Messi will probably play. remember when he played us last time? How'd that look? How'd that all go for Atlanta United?
Yeah, that didn't go too well.
No, it didn't go too well. He looked like a man amongst boys. I mean, he really did. Like he looked like somebody who was everybody else was not at his level, and that's hard to do. I mean, yeah. But everybody looked like they were not at his level. So, and not surprising news, but bad news. Max Scherzer is going to be out for the year, and it looks like all of the playoffs as well. Mm-hmm. I tell you, Texas certainly was a team that has been fantastic this year. Certainly would have been a real legitimate World Series contender. In that division. I mean, look, the Astros have taken control of the division, but the Rangers are a real threat. They've played really well this year, and they've had themselves a good season. No Max Scherzer for the rest of the year, and it looks like the playoffs as well. So, all right, I love Pro Football Focus, but you can tell by this article that they don't understand the Falcons. I'll give it to you next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates. candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is both our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We can take your phone calls in this segment if you so choose. We'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Jason Longshore will join us at 8:20 this evening, and we're watching Braves baseball as we Braves are up 2-1. We're waiting to see if they can end up clinching tonight the division. So we'll keep you up to date with all of that. We get ready for Falcons and Packers coming up on Sunday. Now, you know, I'm a fan of Pro Football Focus. I will fully admit I'm a fan. Look, if you can give me better metrics for guys, then I'll listen. Or give me the website that has specific metrics for players. And I'm a subscriber to, believe it or not, Day-Day, I actually pay $9.99 a month for my subscription to Pro Football Focus to get their premium stats and stuff. Because I like looking at all the different numbers and diving into some of the numbers and stuff like that, okay? So they had an article up that graded out, it basically said, grading all 31 first-round picks, after week one of the regular season. And this is by Dalton Wasserman, okay? And they go through all the different picks and stuff like that. They do them in the order that they were drafted, right? So you get to the Falcons, and number 8, obviously, Robinson had a 71.2 grade. He had 32 snaps in week one. But this is what bothers me, and this is what tells me when people don't know or understand what the Falcons are. Now, here's what they have to say. Robinson's Atlanta debut was electric despite him being in a timeshare with Tyler Allgeier. Robinson finished the day with 83 total yards, 5 forced missed tackles, and a touchdown. The Falcons are keen on taking advantage of Robinson's receiving ability as he lined up as a wide receiver on 10 of his 32 snaps. Conventional wisdom may see Allgeier as an obstacle to Robinson's opportunities, but the Falcons are already finding ways to succeed with both. All right. Obviously, the timeshare, despite being in a timeshare with Tyler Allgeier, and then conventional wisdom may see Allgeier as an obstacle, okay? That tells me right there you don't understand the Atlanta Falcons. That tells me that you really don't know about this team. Does anybody think that Tyler Allgeier is an obstacle to Bijan Robinson and what he can do this year? Have we not spent much? I mean, again, we've talked about so many things about this team going into this year. And I've talked about, and I literally did a segment on the radio show. I did one on my podcast that, look, Tyler Allgeier is not just some flunky. He's not just some toady that's along for the ride. He is your traditional RB1. And that's not, and Day-Day, how many times have I said that Bijan Robinson is not going to lead the league in rushing, not because of his talent or anything like that, but again, they're not going to get away from he's not going to be a 40 carry back, is Bijan Robinson.
No, not the way this offense is set up.
Right.
Now.
And now, again, Cordarrelle Patterson, we'll talk about the flyover. Cordarrelle Patterson is back at practice. You're going to see a few carries out of him. But they had 15 carries for Allgeier and 10 for Bijan Robinson, along with 6 catches. He had more touches than anybody. But Allgeier is your traditional RB1. Now, look, I'm not comparing him to whatever, Ezekiel Elliott in his prime or Derrick Henry or Tony Dorsett or whatever. But he's a very good back, and he's a 1,000-yard running back who got his 1,000 yards last year in only 7 starts on 210 carries. They're not going to just forget Tyler Allgeier is on the roster. They're not just going to shove him off to the side and say, okay, you had a nice year last year. Now we're ready for some. No. The plan has been the whole time for Robinson to not be a traditional RB1 and to line up in different places. Now, I thought early on he would get a few carries because breaking him into the NFL, right? I mean, just to get his sea legs under him as far as life in the NFL without putting too much on his plate. But obviously they felt like, okay, we can line him up as a wide receiver or whatever you want to call it. I don't care if it's an H-back or a flanker or whatever terminology you want to use, but on a third of his snaps. And he got opportunities to run the football. But see, Pro Football Focus has been so fixated on him leading the league in rushing when he's not a traditional running back. And I don't say that in a bad sense. I mean, they're going to use him in all different ways. What they do when they got down in the red zone the first time, threw him a swing pass, and he ran everybody over, and he ran into the end zone, right? That's called using your personnel. And again, when you see Allgeier and Robinson, they're going to spend a lot of time on the field together, assuming that guys aren't hurt or different things like that. But Allgeier is your traditional number one running back. I know Robinson was listed at number one on the depth chart, but I'm talking about from a traditional running back sense. And this is not a knock against Tyler Allgeier, but he's not the pass catcher that Bijan Robinson is. Now, here's the one thing Bijan Robinson's got to get better at. His pass blocking has to improve. His pass blocking was dreadful.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what his pass – we talked about Chris Lindstrom had a 16.7 grade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Bijan Robinson's pass blocking grade was?
No.
Take a guess. I'm going to tell you this.
Lindstrom's
Lindstrom's was 16.7. Bijan's was lower than that. Take a guess.
9.3.
Five. His grade was a 5. Just standing on the field would get you a 5 grade. But he was not good.
He wasn't, no.
He was not good in pass protection.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was good in college at pass protection. So, again, I don't know what it was, jitters, whatever you want to say. I'm not worried about that with Bijan Robinson. He's got to be better, but I'm not worried about that he can't pass block or anything like that. He can pass block.
Yeah, it looked like it was more of a speed thing, like he just kind of wasn't.
Or just knowing your assignments and knowing who to. Look, again, you know, those guys on the defensive side get paid too, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and again, when you've got Shaq Thompson, Brian Burns, Derrick Brown breathing, how many guys that are at the ability of Shaq Thompson, Brian Burns, and Derrick Brown did he face at Texas?
Exactly.
How many defensive linemen that good did he face at Texas? I'm sure he probably saw one here, one there. He didn't see three guys on one team that are all very good NFL players.
Right.
So it's an adjustment period.
Yeah, that's all.
But the idea that there's an obstacle for Robinson or he's in a timeshare with them tells me you didn't understand what this team was. And they used all kinds of backs last year, right? Patterson, Huntley, Algier. Like, they use a lot of backs in their offense. They don't have Derrick Henry. You know, they don't have a 40-carry guy. They don't have a guy that's like Jamal Anderson or Derrick Henry that's going to carry it 40 times in a game. That's not how they're going to do it. And they're not going to overload one guy on that, you know, in that run game. You know, I expect that if Patterson plays this weekend, which all trends are, you know, pointing that direction. He was out there on the practice field today. We'll bring this up to D-Led, but he was out on the practice field today. So I expect him to get some carries. I expect Algier to get his carries. And Robinson's going to get his carries. But there's nobody holding Robinson back from his potential. And certainly not a 1,000-yard rookie running back who set the Falcons rookie franchise record for rushing yards in a season. Like, how is that a guy that's an obstacle or a timeshare? And that's what's so crazy about it. But again, there's going to be plenty of carries to go around. And I do think that Algier will lead this team in carries. I don't think Robinson is going to have more carries than Algier because you're going to use him in some different places. You're going to use him in different ways that Algier is not going to get used as. Tyler Algier is not lining up as a wide receiver. Or if he is, it's going to be a gimmick when he does it. But Robinson is a legitimate guy. You know, again, all the comps were, you know, I saw a lot of comps that were Marshall Faulk. And again, let's slow down before we start talking about Marshall Faulk. But Marshall Faulk was, we've talked about this, Day-Day. Marshall Faulk could have been a number one wide receiver in the NFL. Marshall Faulk was that good of a player, that good of a route runner, and that good of a pass catcher. He could have been a number one wide receiver if he wasn't a running back. But he could do everything.
Yes.
And that's what they're going to ask Robinson to do, is they're going to ask him to play a lot of hybrid types of positions, right? Remember, positionless football. That's what this is. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. You know, it's positionless football for this team. And they hold true to that. Like, they believe in that. When you talk to those guys, they firmly believe in it. They firmly believe in the concept of we are positionless football. That's not just a catchphrase or a slogan, you know, like a Dan Quinnism. The bear's not loose. We're not fast and furious with our Hunger Games index as we're all gas and no brakes. They believe in that. And that's why I say he was not going to lead the league in rushing. Not because he doesn't have the ability to do it, but on this team and in this offense, he's going to be asked to do a lot more than just line up in the eye and run it up through the middle. That's what it is. And that's what they believe in, and that's what they're going to do with it. All right, D. Orlando Ledbetter, when we get back, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92 on the Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers, Diamond Text Line to be a part of this show. Falcons and Packers get going on Sunday. 11 o'clock will be pregame. That will be right here on the home of the Atlanta Falcons on 92.9, The Game. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson have the pregame. They will lead you into 1 o'clock when toe meets leather. Wes Durham, Dave Archer with the call, and then Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson will have all of the post-game action. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our guy, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He, of course, covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. And, of course, give him a follow on his personal Twitter page, at D. Orlando AJC. D-Led, my man, we are finally here. We've got 1 week under our belt. It feels good to have some real football to talk about.
Yeah, no question about it, John. Some real football. They had to go out there for 77 plays on defense and I think 52 on offense. So we have to break all of those down here for the fans.
So let's talk about the injury situation. So Patterson was back today. Okuda was back. And then obviously Troy Anderson went into concussion protocol. So I guess three parts to this question. Do you think Patterson plays? Do you think Okuda starts? And is it going to be the Nate Ladman show come Sunday afternoon?
Well, Cordarrelle was full today for the first time. He was limited all last week and then declared out. So that's a good sign that he's full. I don't think Okuda goes from 0 to 100 and goes back into the starting lineup and plays this week. I think they're going to try to rev him up and maybe have him for Detroit. Or he certainly wants to be back for a Detroit game, but definitely have him back by the Jacksonville game over in London. And, you know, as far as the backup for Troy Anderson, it's Tay Davis. He's the gentleman that is behind him on a depth chart and played 22 snaps in the Panthers game on special teams. Nate has never started. At least Davis has started four times, played in 40-plus games. He's more veteran. But, yeah, that's how we see him going with the backup linebacker spot.
You know, D-Led, I've spent the last probably at least 4 months talking about and just harping on the idea of we have to be elite in the red zone. We have to be a 66-67% two times out of three scoring touchdown team in the red zone, and that will put us, you know, in the top five and get us, you know, toward that elite status. I thought that was the whole key in this thing was 3 for 3 in the red zone in touchdowns. Look, there are so many weapons down there that there's no reason why this team shouldn't be an elite red zone offense.
Yeah, and they only got the two of their weapons in this first game. You know, Bijan with a great open field play, catch and run, and making guys miss. Algier bouncing a run outside, and the other one just going over the top. You haven't, you know, I'm sure Drake London and Kyle Pitts could do some damage down there too. So at least they got off to a good start with the running backs down there.
So with that, you know, I thought that, you know, obviously as the game opened up and it got to be two touchdowns, you know, then you can dial up some blitzes and create some pass, you know, pass rush opportunities. But I still have this fear about what we saw in the first half that we just can't get to the quarterback. Like, we just can't dial up enough pressure. And Sunday was a perfect opportunity to get some heat on a guy making his first start. You needed to make him uncomfortable. Now, look, he missed a lot of plays. But, again, I just didn't think that we did a good job on Sunday of getting after him enough.
Yeah, that's to be expected early on. I think you saw him once they did get to the obvious passing situation, they were able to get some heat on Bryce. But he wasn't fooled. They tried to trick him and disguise coverages. Bates got him a couple times with the picks. But, yeah, for the most part, you want to be able to get that.
Uh-oh. Did we lose D-Led?
Nope. Yeah, you want to get there with four. You don't want to have to do the games and stunts and tricks and stuff. But we'll see how that pass rush goes as they move on down the road here.
Well, and, you know, obviously, look, there were a lot of questions about the Panthers' offensive line. And I think that's the frustrating thing is just, you know, again, you saw what the Packers did on Sunday. And, you know, Jordan Love looked like, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, illegitimate son or something like that. I mean, you know, he played out of his mind. You know, obviously they've got a good offensive line, but, you know, can we dial up some pressure against, you know, that against that Packers offensive line without having to blitz?
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on that front. You know, you want to try to attack it through the A-gaps, and you got you know, Onyemata and Grady Jarrett to get upfield. If they can get it up going up the middle, then that makes the edges a little bit softer for Bud Dupree, Calais Campbell, Lorenzo Carter, and Arnold Evocati, that whole crew. So, yeah, you need to see them work in unison up front to get after the quarterback.
So, D-Led, I saw, I guess, where I don't know if it was the Packers OC or one of their coaches was talking about how good that this, you know, defense is for the Atlanta Falcons and how much personnel that they have. I think this is a very intriguing matchup. And, look, again, the season is not going to hinge on whether we can beat the Packers or whether they, you know, beat us or lose, you know, to us. But this looks like two teams that are better, and obviously Jordan Love was really good. You know, again, he's not a rookie. I mean, I know he hadn't played a whole lot, but he did, you know, spend time in that system over the years. How intriguing of a matchup is it this weekend with these two teams?
It's very intriguing, John, because while Jordan didn't play, Coach Jerry Gray, who came over to the Falcons from Green Bay, got to see him practice every day for the last 3 years. So the Falcons won't be out in the cold not knowing what this guy can do. They'll be very well coached up on the throws he likes to make, the throws he can make, and the throws he can't make. So they won't be caught off guard like maybe the Bears were because there was such a lack of film on Jordan Love. So they'll have a good book on him. They'll know how to attack them. Now it'll just be a matter of if they can execute what the coaches put together for them.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And, you know, Jair Alexander, the really standout corner for the Green Bay Packers, you know, he talks so glowingly about Jerry Gray. And I think Jerry Gray was the best addition to this roster that the Falcons made all offseason. But Jair Alexander's a guy that, boy, if you read some of the things that he has said, you know, even in the offseason, losing to Jerry Gray, he gives him all the credit in the world for how good of a player he is now.
Yeah, no question about it. He's had a lot of pupils like that around the league. Darnell Savage, the good safety back there, too, was also drafted while Coach Gray was up there. And, yeah, that's certainly he's trying to have his impact here in Atlanta, much like he did in Green Bay. And throughout wherever he's been, he's had pretty good defenses. And the cornerback that played for him always speak glowingly of him.
So, you know, D-Led, if we look at this offense, I mean, obviously, you know, people were going after, I guess, in some ways, Desmond Ridder because of just the lack of yards and things like that. But I thought Ridder, for what was asked of him, played pretty well. And look, even Arthur Smith had to admit that they had to do some different things offensively to slow down some of that pass rush because they couldn't pass block very well. Do you think the plan was kind of to be a little bit more balanced and get Desmond Ridder some more opportunities in the passing game, and that basically that the game dictated the fact that you couldn't drop him back as much as you wanted to?
Yeah, no doubt. They couldn't block Brian Burns. They needed to bring the chipper in there over there and have the back the rest of the lineup with a back. So, yeah, when you do that, you limit, you know, what you're going to be able to do. You know, he didn't even try it down the field. So I don't know. If I'm not putting it on Ridder. It was a conservative game plan. He executed it. They tried to have some throws down the field, but, you know, the first one didn't work. And, you know, they didn't do it like they did last year. They, you know, they pounded you with the run and then slowed the rush down with the play action. So that's another option for him moving forward. But, yeah, they knew that Caleb McGarry struggles against elite speed rushers. That was a book on him coming out of school. So no surprise, but that wasn't that should have been accounted for going into the game. That shouldn't have been an adjustment.
So the Packers did pick up four sacks. And look, I'm sometimes obviously Justin Fields runs himself into some sacks. So, you know, again, I didn't watch as much of that game to see, you know, what his play was like. But, you know, the Packers did pick up four sacks on Justin Fields in that game. If I say to you 25.5 is the over-under on pass attempts for Desmond Ridder going into this game for Green Bay, do you think that number is over or under 25.5?
No, I think it's under. Yeah, that's a easy one. They're not even trying to throw it. they haven't showed that they can throw it more than that. This is a you know, running team. I'm not expecting them to drop back and throw 30 times a game. So, yeah, that's an easy under for me.
So we saw Bijan get the 10 rushes and the 6 pass receptions. Is that kind of going to be his balance early on? Do you think that he increases his rushing attempts or they use him more in the passing game if they can't get some of their guys open? Like, do you think that that's about the number of touches for at least the early part of the season that you figure that Bijan Robinson is going to have?
Yeah, I was thinking 15 to 20 and going into the first game, and they hit that. So I'm going to stay right there with that. But like I said, they only had 52 plays, John, four three and outs, one four and out. You know, they had 13 possessions, two to end of half. So out of the 11 possessions, they punted 7 times.
So do you think the game plan going into this week is going to be start with the run and establish that and then, you know, get Desmond Ridder? I mean, again, we saw the first play was a ball off Dahlman's helmet and a reception for Desmond Ridder. Do you think that they get back to just running the football effectively early in the game and then open things up a little bit once they've loosened up the defense a little bit in the pass game?
Yeah, I think they can do that too, especially if Patterson makes his way back to get a chance to load all of the running backs up and go at the Packers, who you know, has pretty good linebackers in Quay Walker and Devondre Campbell, former Falcon. But, yeah, you certainly, you're not coming out throwing. He's not Dan Marino. I mean, folks got to put their arms around him. He's not that quarterback. He's not Matt Ryan. He's not. You're not dropping back. You're not coming out throwing 9 routes. That's not what they're going to try to do. They're spreading people out, try to go vertical, and then slip somebody behind them deep, like they did late in the game against the Panthers. So, you know, it's a different style of ball. People got to get used to it. But, yeah, they're not. I'm not expecting them to come out empty and start throwing it all over the lot. That's not the way this team has been built.
Last question, D-Led. Do you think that if Okuda is not going to play, do you think that the Packers and Jordan Love really attack Trey Flowers and attack some of these linebackers in the passing game? I mean, look, you know, Love was really, really good. You know, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 9.1 yards per attempt on 15 of 27. Do they attack the second corner, middle of the field? Like, are they going to come out throwing themselves?
Yeah, I think so. Romeo Doubs is available. I haven't heard on Christian Watson. So they pretty much went with Doubs and for, you know, 11 touches for 127. So they'll try to do that again. And, you know, the big running back, A.J. Dillon, only had 19 yards on 13 carries. So they stayed with it a little bit, even though it wasn't working, just to kind of keep the defense honest. But, yeah, those would be the three things you got to do. You got to shut down Dillon. You got to keep Jones under control in space. And then, you know, you got Jesse Bates to help Trey out over there. So they're not going to leave him in one-on-one situations. And you saw Bates got both of those interceptions when he was helping out Trey against the Panthers.
D. Orlando Ledbetter covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of his work at AJC.com. He's on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC. Join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. D. Led, my friend, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Sure, no problem, John. Thanks for having me.
And don't be a hater on those.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers, Diamond Text Line to be a part of this show. Falcons and Packers get going on Sunday. 11 o'clock will be pregame. That will be right here on the home of the Atlanta Falcons on 92.9, The Game. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson have the pregame. They will lead you into 1 o'clock when toe meets leather. Wes Durham, Dave Archer with the call, and then Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson will have all of the post-game action. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our guy, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He, of course, covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and, of course, give him a follow on his personal Twitter page, at D. Orlando AJC. D-Led, my man, we are finally here. We've got 1 week under our belt. It feels good to have some real football to talk about.
Yeah, no question about it, John. Some real football. They had to go out there for 77 plays on defense and I think 52 on offense. So we have to break all of those down here for the fans.
So let's talk about the injury situation. So Patterson was back today. Okuda was back. And then obviously Troy Anderson went into concussion protocol. So I guess three parts to this question. Do you think Patterson plays? Do you think Okuda starts? And is it going to be the Nate Ladman show come Sunday afternoon?
Well, Cordarrelle was full today for the first time. He was limited all last week and then declared out. So that's a good sign that he's full. I don't think Okuda goes from 0 to 100 and goes back into the starting lineup and plays this week. I think they're going to try to rev him up and maybe have him for Detroit. Or he certainly wants to be back for a Detroit game, but definitely have him back by the Jacksonville game over in London. And, you know, as far as the backup for Troy Anderson, it's Tay Davis. He's the gentleman that is behind him on a depth chart and played 22 snaps in the Panthers game on special teams. Nate has never started. At least Davis has started four times, played in 40-plus games. He's more veteran. But, yeah, that's how we see him going with the backup linebacker spot.
You know, D-Led, I've spent the last probably at least 4 months talking about and just harping on the idea of we have to be elite in the red zone. We have to be a 66-67% two times out of three scoring touchdown team in the red zone, and that will put us, you know, in the top five and get us, you know, toward that elite status. I thought that was the whole key in this thing was 3 for 3 in the red zone in touchdowns. Look, there are so many weapons down there that there's no reason why this team shouldn't be an elite red zone offense.
Yeah, and they only got the two of their weapons in this first game. You know, Bijan with a great open field play, catch and run, and making guys miss. Algier bouncing a run outside, and the other one just going over the top. You haven't you know, I'm sure Drake London and Kyle Pitts could do some damage down there too. So at least they got off to a good start with the running backs down there.
So with that, you know, I thought that, you know, obviously as the game opened up and it got to be two touchdowns. You know, then you can dial up some blitzes and create some pass, you know, pass rush opportunities. But I still have this fear about what we saw in the first half that we just can't get to the quarterback. Like, we just can't dial up enough pressure. And Sunday was a perfect opportunity to get some heat on a guy making his first start. You needed to make him uncomfortable. Now, look, he missed a lot of plays. But, again, I just didn't think that we did a good job on Sunday of getting after him enough.
Yeah, that's to be expected early on. I think you saw him once they did get to the obvious passing situation, they were able to get some heat on Bryce. But he wasn't fooled. They tried to trick him and disguise coverages. Bates got him a couple times with the picks. But, yeah, for the most part, you want to be able to get that.
Uh-oh. Did we lose D-Led?
Nope. Yeah, you want to get there with four. You don't want to have to do the games and stunts and tricks and stuff. But we'll see how that pass rush goes as they move on down the road here.
Well, and, you know, obviously, look, there were a lot of questions about the Panthers' offensive line. And I think that's the frustrating thing is just, you know, again, you saw what the Packers did on Sunday. And, you know, Jordan Love looked like, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, illegitimate son or something like that. I mean, you know, he played out of his mind. You know, obviously they've got a good offensive line, but, you know, can we dial up some pressure against, you know, that against that Packers offensive line without having to blitz?
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on that front. You know, you want to try to attack it through the A-gaps, and you got you know, Onyemata and Grady Jarrett to get upfield. If they can get it up going up the middle, then that makes the edges a little bit softer for Bud Dupree, Calais Campbell, Lorenzo Carter, and Arnold Evocati, that whole crew. So, yeah, you need to see them work in unison up front to get after the quarterback.
So, D-Led, I saw, I guess, where I don't know if it was the Packers OC or one of their coaches was talking about how good that this, you know, defense is for the Atlanta Falcons and how much personnel that they have. I think this is a very intriguing matchup. And, look, again, the season is not going to hinge on whether we can beat the Packers or whether they, you know, beat us or lose, you know, to us. But this looks like two teams that are better, and obviously Jordan Love was really good. You know, again, he's not a rookie. I mean, I know he hadn't played a whole lot, but he did, you know, spend time in that system over the years. How intriguing of a matchup is it this weekend with these two teams?
It's very intriguing, John, because while Jordan didn't play, Coach Jerry Gray, who came over to the Falcons from Green Bay, got to see him practice every day for the last 3 years. So the Falcons won't be out in the cold not knowing what this guy can do. They'll be very well coached up on the throws he likes to make, the throws he can make, and the throws he can't make. So they won't be caught off guard like maybe the Bears were because there was such a lack of film on Jordan Love. So they'll have a good book on him. They'll know how to attack them. Now it'll just be a matter of if they can execute what the coaches put together for them.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And, you know, Jair Alexander, the really standout corner for the Green Bay Packers, you know, he talks so glowingly about Jerry Gray. And I think Jerry Gray was the best addition to this roster that the Falcons made all offseason. But Jair Alexander's a guy that, boy, if you read some of the things that he has said, you know, even in the offseason, losing to Jerry Gray, he gives him all the credit in the world for how good of a player he is now.
Yeah, no question about it. He's had a lot of pupils like that around the league. Darnell Savage, the good safety back there, too, was also drafted while Coach Gray was up there. And, yeah, that's certainly he's trying to have his impact here in Atlanta, much like he did in Green Bay. And throughout wherever he's been, he's had pretty good defenses, and the cornerbacks that play for him always speak glowingly of him.
So, you know, D-Led, if we look at this offense, I mean, obviously, you know, people were going after, I guess, in some ways, Desmond Ridder because of just the lack of yards and things like that. But I thought Ridder, for what was asked of him, played pretty well. And look, even Arthur Smith had to admit that they had to do some different things offensively to slow down some of that pass rush because they couldn't pass block very well. Do you think the plan was kind of to be a little bit more balanced and get Desmond Ridder some more opportunities in the passing game, and that basically that the game dictated the fact that you couldn't drop him back as much as you wanted to?
Yeah, no doubt. They couldn't block Brian Burns. They needed to bring the chipper in there over there and have the back, the rest of the lineup with a back. So, yeah, when you do that, you limit, you know, what you're going to be able to do. He didn't even try it down the field. So I don't know. If I'm not putting it on Ridder. It was conservative game plan. He executed it. They tried to have some throws down the field, but, you know, the first one didn't work. And, they didn't do it like they did last year. They, you know, they pounded you with the run and then slowed the rush down with the play action. So that's another option for them moving forward. But, yeah, they knew that Caleb McGarry struggles against elite speed rushers. That was a book on him coming out of school. So no surprise, but that wasn't that should have been accounted for going into the game. That shouldn't have been an adjustment.
So the Packers did pick up four sacks, and look, I'm sometimes obviously Justin Fields runs himself into some sacks. So I, you know, again, I didn't watch as much of that game to see, you know, what his play was like. But you know, the Packers did pick up four sacks on Justin Fields in that game. If I say to you 25.5 is the over under on pass attempts for Desmond Ridder going into this game for Green Bay, do you think that number is over or under 25.5?
No, I think it's under. Yeah, that's an easy one. They're not even trying to throw it. they haven't showed that they can throw it more than that. This is a you know, running team. I'm not expecting them to drop back and throw 30 times a game. So, yeah, that's an easy under for me.
So we saw Bijan get the 10 rushes and the 6 pass receptions. Is that kind of going to be his balance early on? Do you think that he increases his rushing attempts, or they use him more in the passing game if they can't get some of their guys open? Like, do you think that that's about the number of touches for at least the early part of the season that you figure that Bijan Robinson is going to have?
Yeah, I was thinking 15-20 and going into the first game, and they hit that. So I'm going to stay right there with that. But like I said, they only had 52 plays, John. Four three and out, one four and out. You know, they had 13 possessions, two to end of half. So out of the 11 possessions, they punted 7 times.
So do you think do you think that the game plan going into this week is going to be start with the run and establish that and then, you know, get Desmond Ridder? I mean, again, we saw the first play was a ball off Dahlman's helmet and a reception for Desmond Ridder. Do you think that they get back to just running the football effectively early in the game and then open things up a little bit once they've loosened up the defense a little bit in the pass game?
Yeah, I think they can do that too, especially if Patterson makes his way back. You get a chance to load all of the running backs up and go at the Packers, who you know, has pretty good linebackers in Quay Walker and Devondre Campbell, former Falcon. But, yeah, you certainly, you're not coming out throwing. He's not Dan Marino. I mean, folks got to put their arms around him. He's not that quarterback. He's not Matt Ryan. He's not. You're not dropping back. You're not coming out throwing 9 routes. That's not what they're going to try to do. They're spreading people out, try to go vertical, and then slip somebody behind them deep like they did late in the game against the Panthers. So, you know, it's a different style of ball. People got to get used to it. But, yeah, they're not. I'm not expecting them to come out empty and start throwing it all over the lot. That's not the way this team has been built.
Last question, D-Led. Do you think that if Okuda is not going to play, do you think that the Packers and Jordan Love really attack Trey Flowers and attack some of these linebackers in the passing game. I mean, look, Love was really, really good. You know, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 9.1 yards per attempt on 15 of 27. Do they attack the second corner, middle of the field? Like, are they going to come out throwing themselves?
Yeah, I think so. Romeo Doubs is available. I haven't heard on Christian Watson. So they pretty much went with Doubs and 11 touches for 127. So they'll try to do that again. And, the big running back, A.J. Dillon, only had 19 yards on 13 carries. So they stayed with it a little bit, even though it wasn't working, just to kind of keep the defense honest. But, yeah, those would be the three things you got to do. You got to shut down Dillon. You got to keep Jones under control in space. And then, you got Jesse Bates to help Trey out over there. So they're not going to leave him in one-on-one situations. And you saw Bates got both of those interceptions when he was helping out Trey against the Panthers.
D. Orlando Ledbetter covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of his work at AJC.com. He's on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC. Join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. D. Led, my friend, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Sure, no problem, John. Thanks for having me.
And don't be a hater on those red helmets, D. Led.
I don't like them.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right.
When we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll update the injury situation. And the awards are out from both Pro Football Focus and NFL.com for Players of the Week. Chuck Reed up in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio after the game. Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.